Reading this morning is Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41, and you'll find that on page 1058 in our new Pew Bibles. Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 35. That day, when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Father, we thank you for what you have given to Sheila this morning. Please just help her to remember it and to add the things that you are prompting her with. Please guide her, Holy Spirit, and give her the strength that she needs. Help us to listen and to hear what you are saying to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Good morning. We're in the middle of a series on peace. You may remember. Peace in all situations. And today our heading is peace in the storm. It's not always easy, is it? Peace in all situations. But let's think about what sort of peace we're looking for. I can remember an awfully long time ago now, I was attempting to write a sermon on peace. It was obviously the last time I preached on peace. And the noise around me was impossible. At the time, I was in the house by myself. The children were at school, so you know it was a long time ago. Paul was at work. And I just sat down to write this sermon. There was two men painting the outside of our house. They had their radio on full blast, and they were shouting at each other above them. So it was a bit noisy. And then to add it all, you wouldn't believe that somebody came along with a pneumatic drill onto the road. I mean, it's just typical. And I can remember thinking, "Oh, a bit of peace." It's what I need. And I'm sure we've all found situations like that, haven't we? But that's not really the kind of peace we're talking about, is it? We're looking really here for a peace that only Jesus can give to us. He says in John 14, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." A peace that goes beyond quietness. A peace that isn't just temporary for the situation you're in. A bit of peace. Let's look first at the story we've read. One which I'm sure we all know really, really well. The stilling of the storm. And then we'll have a look at how it can help us in the storms of life that we face. And we'll end up coming back to the passage for a few minutes. It was probably the end of a very busy day for Jesus. And he said to his disciples, "Come on, let's go to the other side." They probably needed a break because it never stopped for them, did it? There was always crowds of people all around them. And we're told that leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. Now, obviously, it wasn't stormy at that point. Otherwise, they wouldn't have got in the boat and set off, would they? But then it happened. Have you ever been in the middle of a storm and wished it would go away? Yeah, people are nodding because I can remember once when we were in Switzerland. It was, again, a while ago. And we were camping. And we were in a valley. And suddenly everybody started fussing around. And then somebody said, look. And you could see in the distance, there was a storm coming along. You could see the lightning flashing gradually along the valley, getting closer. And people were sort of fastening everything down in their tents, you know, and they had little tents next to them. They were getting them inside. They began to get a bit edgy about this. This sounds, you know, everybody was getting a bit fussy. And somebody said to us, just hang on to your tent when it comes. Oh, dear. That was a time when I thought, I wish that storm would go away. You know, it was coming towards us and there was nothing you could do. Well, we hung on to the tent like mad because it really was awful. The tent pole bent, but that was the only drastic thing that happened. But you know, that was nothing compared to what these disciples were facing in this boat. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat and it was nearly swamped. That's scary, isn't it? You know, these storms often come up on Galilee very, very suddenly because it's because of its position where it is between mountains. And it just whooshes along and suddenly it comes. It can be fine one minute and suddenly it's blowing like mad. Some of you were on a windy boat, weren't you, on Galilee? Can anybody remember that? 25 years ago? Yes, there's quite a few nods going on. That was how long it was since we did that last church trip to the Holy Land. And it was jolly windy on Galilee. But again, we weren't in danger of sinking, were we? It was just windy. And the boat was moving a bit. But we can see storms on TV, can't we? And all those big waves that come in. It's scary, isn't it? We can understand how these disciples were a little bit afraid. In fact, they were afraid for their lives, really, weren't they? Because of the way the waves were swamping the boat. And I'm sure we would have been too. Jesus, however, was asleep in the stern. Ian said to me this morning, do you think he had a smile on his face while he was asleep? I think it's quite likely, don't you? Jesus would be peaceful, wouldn't he? But he didn't hear any of this, obviously, or if he did, he didn't care. But they woke him up shouting, teacher, don't you care if we drown? And then, of course, there was that amazing verse. He got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. What power, what authority. How did the disciples react to this? It says, they were terrified. So they were terrified even when the storm stopped. They were terrified. Who is this, they said, even the winds and the waves obey him. You wonder how you'd feel in that situation, don't you? You know, when the power and authority of Jesus is evident, it really can't be ignored. Many times in the New Testament, as people listen to and watch Jesus, we hear words such as, he teaches with authority. Or what is this, a new teaching? So that was the miracle in the physical realm. That's what we've been thinking about. So now let's look at it with spiritual eyes. What is Jesus wanting his disciples to learn here? And what for each one of us? You know, sometimes life goes well and everything's straightforward, doesn't it? And it's very easy to find peace in those sort of situations. But life is not always easy, is it? And it's not always straightforward. What are the storms that we can face? Perhaps you have in your mind the storms that perhaps you're facing at the moment. Well, let me mention a few things that can cause storms in our lives. Perhaps the storm of sorrow, of grief. You know, Jesus wants to be with us in those situations. He wants to bring relief. He wants to bring comfort and peace as we go through them. And we only need to ask and see that he's walking with us. Perhaps there are just life's problems in general that we have to cope with every day. And there are times when we come to crossroads in our lives, or there is doubt and uncertainty and we don't know which way to take. We can turn to Jesus and not try to work it out for ourselves. It's easy, isn't it, to try and keep control of every situation and work through it ourselves. He's always willing to guide us and help us. He doesn't necessarily take the storm away, but he's there to help us and guide us and take us through it. And he does that sometimes through people who come alongside us and help us and talk to us. He'll sometimes just bring us scriptures that will just encourage us on our way. Or sometimes we just know what he's revealing inside to us as we go through these situations. Bringing peace to us. And maybe another storm is anxiety. What's the opposite of peace, do you think? Worry. Does anybody not worry? Worry for ourselves. Worry about our future. Worry about those we love. That's perhaps the hardest one. Jesus is just there, ready to step in and carry that burden for us. That's his promise to us. Can we grasp that? He says he'll carry the burden because his yoke that we can take on is light. He'll bring us through. He replaces that terrible burden that we have with peace. Writing this reminded me of a time when there were great storms in our lives, because when you start thinking about peace and how you've come through things, that's what you do. You think of, well, yes, I can see what happened there. It was a bad time in our lives, a really hard time, and many of you, I know, will remember it and helped us through it. There was sorrow, there were problems, and there were anxieties all at once. I thank God very often, even though that now was about 12 years ago, I thank God very often for how he brought us through that. I was so exhausted. I won't go into all the details of it, but I was exhausted trying to cope, because we were working in Sheffield and we were coming up and down here very often. And I knew I couldn't deal with it. And yet I walked through it in peace. I wondered once if I was just hard-hearted. And then I remembered my plea to Jesus. One day I was sat down to pray. And I just said, Lord, I can't do this. I'm too exhausted even to pray. So over to you. And that's all I said. Over to you. And I left it there. Goodness me. It was amazing. I think I could practically write a book on that time. It was amazing how God brought us here to you and how he brought us all as a family through that time. See, our God is good all the time. And as you think back over problems that you've had, you'll see how God has walked through them with you. Find God in them, and that will help you deal with the problems or storms you might be facing now or tomorrow or whenever. Let me take you back a minute to the reading, which I hope will be able to help us to put this into practice, because that's the hard thing, isn't it? Putting it into practice in our lives. God wants to do this for us, but we need to allow him. When the wind and the waves died down, Jesus said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Why did he say that? It was obvious, wasn't it, why they were afraid? They thought they were going to die. I often wondered about this verse until I heard a speaker talk about it, and he was cleverer than me. He'd worked it out, or God had revealed it to him, and he did to me that day. He said something like this, and if we just look again at that first verse, "That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, 'Let us go over to the other side. Let us go over to the other side.'" That's what Jesus said, and that's what he meant. That's what would happen. If he said they would go to the other side, they would go to the other side. It sounds simple, doesn't it? But his word, you know, is absolute. Just get that in your mind. When Jesus says something, it is absolute. It won't change. If he says it, then it will happen. Not We can trust his words. We can trust his promises completely. And there's lots of promises in Scripture, isn't there? I'm a little bit unwell this morning, and I spent all morning coming down here saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Get hold of those promises. I seem to be doing it. He strengthens us. He helps us all the time if we'll go to him. And what he offers us is peace in the storms that we go through. Not a flighty, temporary sort of peace. Not as the world gives. But a peace that goes deep inside as we believe his promises. And a peace that will stay with us throughout everything we walk through. And I know many of you will be able to tell stories like I've told of how God has helped you walk through the most difficult times in your lives, and always will, no matter what they are. You know, Paul is always telling us in his sermons, isn't he, that Jesus said, I will be with you always. How many times has he told us that? I will be with you always. And not just I will, I am with you always. That means now, at this very second where you're sitting, and as you get up and walk out of here and into this next week, to your work, to your home, with your friends, with your families, whatever this week brings, he says, I am with you. Believe it. And offer that simple word that I did. Over to you, Lord. I can't deal with this. May God's peace be with you all. Amen.